Hello, Gia. Can you hear
Hello.
me?
I can hear you, Keisha. Oh my God, don't let the cat walk on the computer anymore or
Okay.
whatever.
Oh, I don't know how who to blame. It was probably me, but I'm gonna throw the kitty under the
The kitty stepped on the mute. Oh.
Okay,
Okay.
America
But we're
and
okay now. We're okay.
parts of Europe and
Yeah. Parts of
elsewhere.
everywhere, yeah. But
Yeah.
we're good. We watched a couple of days of hospital and we're going to talk about it, and it's all
Yeah.
good.
We are. Yeah, we are. It
Yeah,
was a
yeah.
dicey week with all the, preempted stuff and,
Yeah, like they kind of like it was like they tried to play it safe the one day when they were going to preempt it, and then nothing happened. And then the next day they tried to play it, and a bunch of stuff happened.
Yeah,
And I feel
exactly.
bad for them because they try to do the right thing, you know.
Yep. Yep. I know.
But anyway, poor New York, like they needed, you know, like
Right.
anybody needs any more like moments where you go, oh my God, you know,
Yeah,
like
I know. I
what
know.
the fuck's happening now? You know,
Yep.
like we've
Exactly, Gia.
all had enough of that,
Yeah,
really.
and that's why hospital is so important to us.
It is. It
Gives
is.
us a
It's like a
chance to just relax for a little while.
relax a little bit and think trivial thoughts. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
Okay.
all
What do you
right.
want to talk about?
Well, let's see. I watched two episodes today. And we had a lot of Spencer, a lot of Spencer first
Had a
with
lot of Spencer. Yep.
Trina and then with
Yep.
Kim. And
Yep.
I don't know. I don't feel like something about his performance. I hate to say that, but I don't know.
His arms are weird. I'm going to
Yeah.
say he carries his arms in a weird way. I don't know. I think
And
he wants to flail them, and I
he
want him to
does.
flail
You
them,
think he's
but
fighting the urge to flail?
flail a little bit.
Spence, you have our permission to flail. Flail away, my boy.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't like that he's putting Cam in this position
Yeah.
where Cam's going to have to lie to Joss, and you know that's going to be a
That's gonna fuck
problem.
up their relationship.
And I think it seems a little fabricated the reason they can't tell. Can't tell. And I don't know. I always go back to this red herring, which is why haven't I looked that up? Because I'm lazy. But if all along, you know, like let's go back to being an English major, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ooh, okay, take
That worked
yourself
out
back
so well for us.
to days of innocence,
It's like our
and when
now.
you were in a bright, shiny English major, and
Yeah.
we were talking about, I guess, point of view, we're talking about
Yeah.
point of view.
Okay.
So we are now being told that Spencer has believed Trina all along,
All
and
along, right.
but we were not let in on that until
Yeah.
just now. And
Yeah.
that's just cheap and tawdry that they have like just now decided to have him have that view and let us know that he has that view. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I've been, you know, sort of beaten up a little bit here, you know?
Yeah, it seems like it doesn't show a lot of respect to us.
To us, the viewers,
We, the
right?
loyal viewers,
So we had that like little like daydream or whatever, that alternate reality. And you also couldn't tell, or I couldn't tell, was that supposed to be Trina having that daydream or Spencer? And now I guess it was supposed to be Spencer.
Oh, I thought it was Trina. Yeah,
Oh.
I don't know either, but yeah, now that you say that,
Oh.
I'm not sure. And it seemed like, well, it did seem like, I guess you're right, because the lines he said to Cam were exactly the lines in that
Right,
little daydream. Yeah. And that seemed kind of lazy to me also. I don't know.
yeah. So is it just lazy writing going on here? Like
Yeah.
now they, yeah,
We really
but
need to know like how many people are down with the COVID or something, you know.
down with
It's like a
the
real skeleton
COVID.
crew at work there, you know.
Yeah, some of them might be walking around with those paper plate faces. You know, they might be depressed or something.
Yes,
And
the
I
frowny
don't
thing
know
or
what's
whatever.
going on there. They might
Yeah.
need to boost their
A
antidepressants
booster.
or whatever.
Yeah.
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 But to yeah, the, to me that seems sloppy that we're like now we're gonna say, oh, Spencer has just been trying to get the goods on Esme all this time. It's like, that's not true.
Yeah.
That's not how we were. Right. I feel manipulated.
Yes, I think that's a
I'm not gonna say that I feel violated, but I feel manipulated. But let me tell you something that
kinda
just
like
happened.
Dante and how Sam got into his
That's
how we feel.
But can I just share a little something that just happened?
Does
speaking
this have
of
to
being
do with your
like
colonoscopy. America, Gia had a colonoscopy, and the conversation afterwards was one of the funniest conversations I've ever had with Gia. She started to laugh, and it sounded like, I don't know, like a dog whistle or something. It's like, who is this person? But
I was still a little bit under the influence, I think.
That's
I'm going
to
say
thing
that
makes me think maybe I would like to have a colonoscopy.
And that's really the only fun part about it, I have to say. There's nothing fun. I urge America, go get things checked out. It's a good idea. It's a good thing to do, but it's not really fun. But the drugs you get are fun. But don't, you shouldn't probably call people.
maybe have somebody else take care of your phone for a day or two.
They tell you, they're like, you know, afterwards, you know, no, don't drink, don't make any important decisions. You know, they should say, don't get on Facebook, don't text anybody, don't call anybody. Yeah, but anyway, no,
somebody and say, I love you.
Yeah, I love you. I don't know how this relates at all to what we were talking about, but I just need to share that I stopped on my way home and bought a bag of chips. Because it's kind of like what I do on my, like my kind of my, like my night off, my night of fun, you know? And the nice man that sold them to me told me that I have a face of a queen.
Ooh, that's nice.
And I was like, oh no, am I safe walking home now? Because I was walking, you know? Like, oh no.
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, yeah, queen who likes chips. And
you've
I just kind of thought.
You've always been kind of regal.
You're right. But I kind of thought at our advanced age, aren't we sort of beyond being, I mean, I don't know. I just, I
like
felt
that.
Like,
hit on?
Is that, was I hit on? Or I don't even know what that
was.
It was.
It could have been just a very innocent, genuine observation. Was it Pringles?
Just sort of a Lay's like standard. Just a standard chip.
I
got
like
the old
of Pringles.
Yeah, I got the old man a bag of just tortillas, you know, like the just regular. But anyway, I just kind of, I feel like I cruise around and I feel like, well, I'm beyond the age of being hassled in any way, shape, or form. Not that I've been hassled a lot, but I felt like, you know, I have sort of a Teflon, like, well, I'm old and fat and gray and like, who's, you know, and now I'm like, face of a queen. Well, you know, that's not true.
I don't know that there's any winning in this conversation. I say,
well, anyway,
you just take that as a compliment. You know, if it puts spring in your step, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Yeah, spring in my step, and you know, keep my eyes like, you know, moving behind me.
Wearing
as
wearing a tiara.
No tiara. Overall shorts, if that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I was afraid you were going to say the black romper, and then, you know, then we know this guy had something.
Well, the overall shirts are
maybe he had just had a colonoscopy.
I thought we weren't going to talk about the colonoscopy, and you brought it into the public.
You put together a nice little PSA for colonoscopies here, so I feel like
it is
done
the right
something
thing
good
do.
For a change.
It's the right thing to do, and if you have polyps, you know, you can name them.
Jumbo.
You know. Jumbo. anyway, okay. back to General Hospital.
Okay. Well, it was also medical, so that
it's medical. Yeah, let's talk about feeling violated, because that's
okay.
That's
the theme, the recurring.
Yeah, I think Dante was violated by Sam.
I think so too, and that was a weird little like. I mean, Sam just seems so half-assed about everything. Like committing to getting into the phone first. It's like, you're doing this right at the bar. Okay. And then the apology, it wasn't even really much of an apology. You know, it's like,
no. And what was driving her to do that? Is she sabotaging the relationship?
Yeah, that's kind of
like,
what
is
I
that
thought.
What's going on? She's sinking it. Like,
yeah, I don't feel like she's smart enough to know that that's what she's doing, but that seems like what she's doing.
What really pissed me off about the whole thing was that then we had to endure the whole thing. You know what I'm talking about. We had to endure the whole Carly Drew thing.
Oh, that was awful.
They need to do something about Drew.
Oh,
they
it's
really,
like they
really do.
He's like this funny Cary Grant kind of guy, and he's not. He is no Cary Grant.
No,
he's no
it's
Ryan
like,
Reynolds. He's no any funny leading man kind of guy.
No, and it's just like, I don't know, give him a story of his own. I guess. Maybe. Yeah. I don't even want to see that. To
I don't either. Unless it has to do with like him and Marshall sinking in a ship or something.
I was thinking earlier, like, who do I dislike seeing more in a scene?
Yeah.
Drew or Marshall? And I think it's Drew. And that's saying something.
Wow. Ouch.
I know, because I really don't enjoy seeing Marshall.
No,
they've got to do some rewriting with him. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And if they're thinking that we're, you know, on board with this
Carly Drew thing. Oh my God.
No.
So not. Uh-uh. So not.
Yeah.
And the whole, like, I did it for me with Carly. It's like, what? Yeah, I don't know. It's
I know. Like, yeah. Even Carly becomes bland and kind of just, you know.
Yeah. Unappealing. And
when
she's
talking to him. Yeah. He's like a virus.
The only thing I liked about today's scenes was that everybody was drinking beer and
looked like Miller Lite or something. Was that
yeah, it was kind of light. It was kind of a light beer, but I like the tall beer kind of glasses and you know,
you're right. There was a lot of beer getting thrown back, and then Britt with her wine. Poor Britt.
Yeah. Britt was having to endure Scotty and
I liked how
mother.
Scotty held Liesl's face. They're hot stuff, you know,
they really are.
If there's a Demi for best couple, it goes to Scott and Liesl.
Well, they'd be it if they would show them Lucy and Martin. Why won't they show them? I wish they would show them. They're probably not on payroll enough to that would be like the two couples in the running for best couples.
Yeah, that would be fun if there was
which is awesome because they're both like old people, like they're all old, you know, they're all
they're
like upper
like
tier of
standard, you know, young sexy couples.
They're
hell of a lot more fun.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Old age talking here.
Yeah, they probably like do it and then eat a bag of chips, you know, in bed.
Yeah, or eat a bag of chips while they're doing it.
Oh my gosh, that's very George Costanza.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, that's definitely fair.
Okay, so Sam, that was total screwed up. I don't know if that felt like something she would really do, or if they were just manipulating
that
character
to pull the plug on that relationship.
Yeah, that relationship. And at first when he like caught her, I was like, oh, it's going to be another one of those like, oh, she thinks he's caught her, but he didn't really, but he really did catch her.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't know. I think that the show thought that they were going to be a hot, sexy couple that we'd all get behind, and it just never ignited.
Never did. No. No.
I don't know. I liked her jeans, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
She's wearing kind of like a wide leg 70s looking jeans.
Yeah, those were okay. And I did I still liked when she was talking to Carly, you know, when she's sort of just acting as like a friend, it seems like that.
Yeah, yeah, I like her like that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's okay.
I don't know.
But also in these last few episodes, we had a bit of harmony, harmony drama with that dude, whatever his name is, Neil's
yeah,
brother.
Neil's brother. What is his brother. Name? Yeah.
Brendan, something like that.
Brendan. Yeah, thanks, Brendan. Yeah.
Yeah. And that also wasn't super interesting, I didn't think. But I guess it's supposed to be.
No, I mean, Harmony's going to unravel here. And, I just hope they don't make her, like, sort of invalid as a character, because there's going to be so many strikes against her.
Yeah, she doesn't have much of a poker face, you know? It seems like looking very stricken, you know, around all these people who are really scrutinizing her, you know?
Yeah, Alexis, yeah.
Willow, I mean, you know.
What else? We had some hijinks at the gym with Chase and Brooklyn and Austin. Yeah, like they're all going out for smoothies now.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
But I do hope the Brooklyn Chase thing gets over this hump soon.
Yeah, you know, you know they will, but a little bit tiresome.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense, really.
No, it's just forced obstructions to their getting together.
Right, yeah.
What else did we have?
Well, you know who we didn't have that occurred to me over the last day or two? Because we've been talking about how there's all these balls in the air, and then they, you know, you forget all some of the balls in the air because, you know, they only focus on, like, let's say, three storylines per episode.
Carly, Sonny,
got, like,
Nina.
Storylines all together. But I was thinking, we haven't seen Leo, Ned, and Olivia in a long time.
Oh, that's true. In a long, long time. Yeah. Yeah.
And
you're
then
right.
We've also almost forgotten what's going on with Anna and Felicia and Valentine, you know, in their little.
Yeah. Well, Valentine is ripped off the moustache.
Now, bonjour.
Moustache, bonjour, oui, oui. Yeah, we don't know what's going on with that big piece of quartz or whatever they're hauling around.
I know, God. But, it just seems weird. Like, they don't seem, like you said, it was about pacing. I think that's true. It feels like we're not really sure, like, what's important anymore, because...
Yeah, you just kind of pick the storyline you want to see more of, and then you're disappointed if you don't. We've followed up a little bit more with Sasha and Brando.
Oh, and Sasha, didn't she seem like very high strung?
Yeah, so it's like an anxiety pill popping thing now.
Something's happening with her.
Well, yeah, she's an addict. I mean,
but it seems like somehow, like, she's less able to cope with just the day to day kind of, like, tensions, you know, like she's sort of overreacting to things. And maybe that's, like, driving her towards the pills, or you think the pills are causing that overreaction?
Well, probably the life events.
And it was kind of weird when Phyllis, you know, mentioned
that was seemed kind of like, I don't want to say rude, that's not the right word, but it seemed like you don't quite know who they are, but suddenly you do know that they've lost a child, and you're gonna bring that up. You're gonna bring that up, like, seriously,
right? Just like in that scenario where they're sort of completely exposed, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture you saying something like that to somebody you know, in a social situation, like, yeah, I think I know who you are. You lost a baby recently, didn't you?
Didn't you? Yes, that's it. That's it. What was his name?
Yeah, that seemed weird. Yeah. And not very Phyllis-like.
Right. I mean, I could see her thinking that people want to have an event like that sort of acknowledged and remembered, but I think
meet somebody.
She'd have more finesse, and it would be like in more of a private setting.
Yeah, so that was kind of weird, and maybe just bad writing. They were trying to were trying to trigger a moment for her to take another pill.
And it seemed like that was unnecessary, because the bungled robbery was enough of
it. To make anybody anxious.
It kind of made sense that she would be terrified of suddenly losing Brando too, you know. That was also odd, because they seemed so inept, those burglars.
The robbers. In their ski masks. Yeah, it was all really silly. quite silly. But we're gonna see Sunny like unleash his, you know, dark side or something. Sunny, I don't
2.0.
know. We're gonna have to bring Brick back in now because he's the enforcer now. He's the Jason.
He doesn't seem quite like an enforcer, does he? But I guess maybe. I don't know.
I think he accepted the job, right?
He did. Yeah. But he doesn't seem like he could sort of have the same set
pull
of skills
the trigger.
As Jason. I don't know.
But so Sunny seems weak. I don't know. So are those people connected to the robbers, the burglars? Is that like Selena Wu? Selena doing something?
Or like Jennifer Smith.
Is it Jennifer Smith?
I don't know. Or it could be another one altogether.
I don't want to endure a lot of Jennifer Smith.
No, no.
I'm soaping up my arms now.
Ah, oui, oui.
Oh, oui, oui. Bonjour.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, and why would he, I mean, I know we didn't have him in the last couple of days, but what... Mm-hmm. Who's he working for? What is he doing in there?
Yeah.
And why is Valentine in that mix? What's going on there?
Right. And why wouldn't Anna be in the loop there?
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
I
approve. I approve of him putting on the silly uniform and the mustache, and that's all good. All good stuff.
Yeah.
Or moving back into the Bond territory.
Yeah, we are.
I was thinking about Bond the other day, and I was thinking, I kind of wanted to ask you to think about the Bond songs, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay, sure.
And like,
which one that comes to mind is For Your Eyes Only.
Oh, okay. Sheena Easton?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, like, how would you rank the songs? And, like, who had the best song and who had the worst song? And I'll tell you why. Because I heard a Duran Duran one, which, sounded quite weak, really.
Yeah.
And Adele did a song. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I'm not a real Adele fan, I have to say.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, I think you know she's very talented, but I didn't think hers was in the top five for me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's your top Bond song? I mean, how familiar are you with them? I don't know.
I'd have to do some research because honestly, that one, the Sheena Easton one, came to mind, and maybe I did like that one the most. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say Chris Cornell.
Oh, okay. So that would be a recent one, right?
Pretty recent.
The Daniel Craig one.
Yeah. Okay. That might be why I like it.
sounded. A real slut just now.
I'm a queen. I'm gonna say Chris Cornell, and after that I'm gonna say the Paul McCartney.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I forgot about the Sheena Easton. The Sheena Easton was good too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I feel like we haven't had a really good big one for a while.
Yeah, big one, right. That seems like that would be kind of a fun assignment for me.
Yeah,
right?
it really would. I kind of like assignments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like having sort of parameters like that sometimes brings out the best in a performer.
You know? It kind of puts you in a place where you wouldn't have put yourself normally.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, interesting.
Nothing to do with General Hospital.
Not really,
But we were talking about kind of the spy story thing. That's
right, and how they're so similar to James Bond movies.
Well, it's a little bit, can be a little bit like that. All right, what else did we have? We had some great Trina stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love this new Trina.
Yeah, she's good because she pretty much, I hate to say this because it's nothing against original Trina, but you almost forget.
I know. I kind of feel bad. Like, I wonder if she was going to come back post school. Because I feel like, I don't know. Yeah, because I'm totally on board with this new one. And that really doesn't happen much.
No, it doesn't.
with the replacement. I think
maybe
character.
The hospital people need to study what's different this time.
Yeah, what's going on there that worked?
Yeah, how did you not screw up this one when you've right, screwed up when you so screwed many up. Others?
Yeah.
Man, because that Drew is like everything.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah,
everything he says is like that is not what Drew would say, and even when
it's
he just
not
like
how he would Carly, say it, it's not what he would say. Yeah,
and like pulling Carly away from that, you know, it's like
yeah, he
what?
Never would have. Yeah, I know.
That's not even a stupid. Thing, you know. It's
not even a thing.
You know,
not even a thing.
Getting in the middle of a relationship. That's not what it would have been.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Like, stupid.
Shut up, you idiot.
I know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he needs to be, like, taken away and come. He can just come back as somebody else. He'd be fine.
He'd be fine. Maybe
but he's
he
not
get,
Drew.
Like, bumped on the head and wake up as, like, a young doctor, you know?
A young doctor. I'm thinking the hot yoga instructor. He's
yeah,
gonna be
that
hot
would,
yoga.
I think that would. That's about the only sort of role I think we could accept.
I see him as kind of a more of a Warren Beatty shampoo kind of
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I think you said that, didn't you? Or
yeah, I already said that, but I'm sticking by it.
Yeah. It bears repeating. Sure.
I'm gonna go with that. That's the only thing I want to see that guy do.
Is women's hair. Or the women.
Yeah, whatever. sort of a you know, like gigolo kind of questionable, maybe even questionable sexuality. We could go
right
with that,
exactly.
You know?
I'm thinking that too. Yeah. I would love that. You know, they would
love that. Yeah. Well, it'd be a little bit titillating, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd like him to be kind of campy, you know, and like Scotty sort of lead.
Yeah, maybe a little more comic. I could see that actor having some comic chops, you know,
a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
But this whole he's not Drew. He's not Drew.
And he acts like everything he says is so wise, you know, like it's like, no, you're just an idiot. And he's always, like, by himself, like, just hanging out, you know? I don't know.
Well, he doesn't have a storyline. He's waiting for a storyline.
Anyway.
Okay, what else did we have? We had some Nicholas and Ava stuff where they're trying to... They always try to, like, ooh, they're so sexy, and they're, like, turning up the heat.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah. I honestly like both those actors. I actually do.
Yeah, the Nicholas guy is growing on me.
Yeah, and I've seen some, you know, stuff with him outside of the show, and he's actually quite funny. I saw a little bit of his thing with Maurice Bernard. And he's really quite funny. He's pretty quick. He's pretty witty. But I don't know. The Nicholas, I don't know. It just... Whatever. And is he, like, do we buy it that he's trying to just get the goods on Esme? Is everybody just setting up Esme to try and,
take her down? Yeah. When he said that to Ava, it seemed like he just kind of let it slip out or something. It was kind of weird, you know? Like, and sloppy, too, because, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the writers just decided that's how they were. They're like, we're making these Cassadine men seem really stupid.
Yeah.
We better do something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, when Esme is alone with Nicholas and she's sort of working him, it makes me
I kind of vomit in my mouth a lot during those scenes. Yeah.
And I
nothing to do with the colonoscopy at all, but just,
no? Okay.
No. Yeah. Or the diverticulitis.
I feel like we need to maybe learn a little bit more about Esme's background.
And what's up with this? What is the nanny? Was it Gail?
Maggie?
Maggie? Gail? Maggie Gail? Was it Maggie?
Yes.
I'll go with Maggie. Okay. You're probably right. Is that going to be a new character that we have to deal with?
Oh, well, they are kind of putting her out there, aren't they?
They really talked about, like, oh, and so sorry, Spence never met her, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seemed a little weird, and
I don't know.
And I wonder about, you know, you have this theory that Esme killed her parents.
some parents, whether it was her biological parents or her adoptive parents.
Or all of them. All of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, and her, like, her manner of speaking, her line delivery with a, like, where she's kind of barely speaking or so, I don't know. She gets into this throaty thing and. It's like, it's. I can't take much more. They need to do something with her.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, she's.
I mean, I guess she's going down pretty soon, one way or the other.
I guess so. Hopefully, I mean, was it Spencer who said we're only going to have one chance at this? Who was that?
I don't know. Cam? Did Cam say
that? I can't remember.
Maybe Joss. Sounds like Joss.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can see Joss, like, putting a javelin through her heart or something.
I can too, yeah.
Joss is a warrior princess, you know. Joss will be like, she's fierce. Yeah. And it was very nice to see, like, Joss and Trina, like, having their moment at
that was good. You know, and that new young cop who has his eye on
Trina. Yeah. What's his name?
That's kind of nice, too.
Rory. That's hard to say. Rory. Here we go again. Rory. Yeah. So he's going to be a love interest for Trina.
Yeah. I think so. I think that's nice to have somebody coming into the picture, you know, who's just got eyes for Trina.
Spencer will be like, ruh-roh, you know,
Spencer's just a douche. And then Rory's kind of a decent guy.
Maybe. We don't know. He was being a little weird at the cop station the other day, listening in and like, what are you doing? I don't know.
I thought he was going to delete some evidence or something. I hope he didn't do anything stupid like that. But
I don't know. Rory.
That would be a good new name for your hubby, Rory.
We're going to call him that instead of Connor. Rory. I could just call him his name. He's out there probably eating his chips, even though he doesn't have a face like a queen.
I bought him
his bag of chips anyway.
You're so nice.
I know.
Your subjects.
My subjects, yeah. I was like, oh, come on, dude. This gas station right by my house. I can't come in here anymore because I'm
that's a bummer. It's that
creeped
close.
Out. Yeah, I don't know. I like to walk around like I'm, you know.
Like you're just safe.
Yeah, like I'm just safe because I'm not, you know, in my 20s anymore. I'm like 8,000 years old. And so, I don't know.
Ah, Gia.
Whatever.
Gia.
I'll just keep gaining weight. That'll help me.
Yeah. That's a good idea. That's a good strategy.
Okay. Do we have anything else to say about hospital? I don't know. I don't know what I want out of hospital.
Well, and I don't know. It's like, I don't know which things they're going to pursue anymore, really. Like, you know, it just seems like threads get dropped, you know, like Britt and her, like, suitor, like, her matchmaking.
Yeah, going through her little matchmaking stuff.
Is that going to be a new thing, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. She should go out. She and, Terry should like double date on their matchmaking stuff or something.
Right.
Since they're both chiefs of staff.
Yeah, that would be cute.
Chiefs of staff? Chiefs of. What are they called? What's their title?
Co-chief of staff.
Co-chief of staff. Like, that's weird. Is that a thing? Is that real? Like, would anybody ever do that?
I don't know. I guess it's fun. It's fun in this little make-believe town. Port Charles can handle co-chiefs of staff.
So I don't know what we got going on. We got, you know, Sunny and Nina are kind of an actual couple now, it seems like.
Nina, I don't like Nina at all right now.
You don't? Okay. I like her. We go in and out of liking her. What did she do to hurt you?
It just seems like she's always just like believing she's saying the right thing, and you know, like she's got everybody kind of fooled. I don't know.
Yeah, and we're about to, you know, we're heating up to the whole Willow is your daughter story and whatever's wrong with Willow's going to be collapsing against it. Willow's going to be pulling an Aunt Stella.
Shortly, maybe they have a competition to see who collapses better.
Yeah, that's still pretty good. I don't know. Well, I think that's kind of all I got to say. Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't really magic tonight again, as usual.
As usual. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
But I've been under the knife recently, so
yeah, maybe you had your magic removed. But,
I might have
colonoscopy.
I might have jumbo.
Your jumbo polyp was your magic.
Oh, I do miss those drugs. I mean, those are some of the sweetest drugs I've ever had. I mean, I can see why people become addicts if you have access to something like that. Like, that was one of the sweetest naps I've ever taken.
Oh, that's nice, Gia.
I know. I mean, just total dreamless out, like out. Isn't that what we all want?
Isn't that what we deserve?
I'm worth it. Anyway, I know it's wrong. I know it's bad for you. Can't do it. Don't do it. But I'm just saying it was nice.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's
for the moment. Okay, well, let's we'll watch what do we watch Friday and Monday or whatever.
We're gonna be trying to get back to some sort of routine, but it never seems to last very long.
Happen, does it? Yeah, but
yeah, it's tough.
Okay, it's tough. All right, well, I'm glad you sorted out the whole like mute thing. God.
Me too.
Brilliant.
Oh God.
Okay, thanks for listening, people. We really appreciate it. God,
we do.
Bless you.
Honestly, we do.
We really do.
Okay, all right. Queen.
All right, we'll talk to you soon there, Quiche.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.